Even though it may not have been apparent until recently, the census next Tuesday is shaping as a controversial story of 2016. It was March this year when Drive spoke with the head of the 2016 census, Duncan Young, about the ABS retaining names and addresses with other data for the first time, and queried privacy issues that could be involved with this. As people threatened to boycott the census over this issue and ringing the helpline to get a physical form to fill out rather than do it online, how real are the risks of handing over your name and address? Stilgherrian is a technology and internet journalist and writer. He's penned a thoughtful piece on the real or imagined threats to privacy. Stilgherrian, nice to chat with you this afternoon. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure, Adam. Good afternoon.
Will you be filling out the census on Tuesday evening?
I will. I won't be boycotting it, but I reckon I'll be filling it out on paper.
Why in that case, given how well you know this information and maybe the evidence for the concerns around the data retention that's going to go on?
Well, there's a few issues here. One is that, you know, there are normally concerns, I think, with any organisation, government or private sector, collecting a big database of information. We've seen over recent years, so many big organisations around the world that have been hacked and data has been stolen in a huge lump. A big, massive data has gone out. Now, while that's a concern, the Bureau of Stats has been rated by the Australian National Audit Office as being reasonably up there. Certainly, its defences against external threats, when it was last audited 2 years ago, is up equal to or better than that of Department of Human Services, so Centrelink, the Tax Office, and DFAT. Its internal controls weren't as good as some of those organisations, and we have seen, even last year, a couple of ABS employees were jailed for 7 years because they used unreleased economic figures in an insider trading scam.
Mm.
But for me, the real concerns we have is this whole trying to file online, which has been done in the past, but this year the ABS is saying, no, this is the primary method and you have to come back to us and ask for a paper form. And the long-term things, which are all about the ABS having this big comprehensive database to begin with. And although it's there's a thing called Godwin's Law where you start bringing Nazi Germany into an argument, we have seen many governments in the past use census data in ways that it wasn't originally collected for.
Mm.
Now, the ABS does have quite strong legislation saying, no, data can come into the ABS, but it can't go out. But, you know, it only takes a one parliamentary term and one quick flick of the old legislative pen, and that could change.
Well, I wonder what evidence is available to demonstrate if the Australian Bureau of Statistics data cache is vulnerable to hacking or whether it's tip-top secure.
Well, it comes back to that rating by the ANAO. That assessment is done by the Australian Signals Directorate, which is formerly the Defence Signals Directorate, that takes care of, or looks at, I should say, oversees the security of all government and military data. That is constantly improving. We have seen, and the ASD has said, that their security has increased over the last few years as they've plugged up a lot of the holes. But I think we need to remember that no organisation is invulnerable. There is always a way in. It's a matter of whether these hackers, whoever they might be, whether they can get the information they want in some other way. That said, we have seen the US Office of Personnel Management, which is really the HR department of the US government, hacked allegedly by China, but it certainly was hacked, and vast quantities of data exfiltrated, those in the business like to say. But then that said, the OPM had been ignoring security recommendations for years. So how paranoid would you like to be?
At 3:05, a couple of quick ones. A big knock in the lead-up to Tuesday has been the inadequacy of staffing on the helpline. Like you, a number of people are trying to ring through and request a physical form only to sit on hold endlessly. Do you believe the ABS has mishandled this?
it's certainly starting to look like it. The logistical side is not keeping up, and we're still a week out from the census. You know, I too am hearing plenty of stories about people trying to phone through for hours at a time, or six calls over the course of a day, and none of them can get through. That, I suspect, is only going to get worse as the time approaches. Whenever we've had any organisation trying to get a sudden burst of online activity in the last day or over a period of hours, it's very hard to get right. Now, the ABS is confident that they've stress-tested that to their satisfaction. We'll certainly wait and see. I think the big one, though, is that they've really stuffed up the whole selling the idea, bringing the public along with them. There hasn't been enough public consultation. People have been, well, ordinary people who are outside that loop are going, hey, suddenly you're asking me for this and you're going to keep this data longer. I feel uncomfortable about that.
So those privacy concerns, maybe if they are a concern rather than a terrible, I guess, knock on the census, had they not been explained adequately? Is that the key problem here?
I think so. And although private organisations, I mean, Google knows more about you probably than the Bureau of Stats, but that's something that happens invisibly in the background. This time, in people's heads, there is a government representative knocking on the door and telling you you have to fill out this paper form, and as you're filling it in, it's like, oh, this feels a bit kind of tense. Or they're for the first time being told, no, you log into a government computer and type it straight in.
And your name and your address, and you get fined, what, $180 every day if you don't do it?
Yeah, although those fines in the past haven't very often been sort of enforced, but that's where people, I think, quite naturally will start feeling a bit under threat, and maybe they've got a point. Maybe that is, oh, I don't like this.
Yeah.
So, you know, the government is only meant to be doing things we like or something. We weren't part of the journey here.
Still, Gary, happy census night. Thank you so much for that on 666 ABC Canberra this afternoon.